It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and today we're talking about finding your tribe, zooming in on real, not just perfect. And scripture comes from 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. You know, when we think about friendship, it's so easy to imagine picture-perfect moments, laughing over coffee like in the Hallmark movies, sharing secrets or praying together in just perfect harmony. But real friendships don't always look like that. Sometimes they look like tough conversations. There's tears, there's misunderstanding, and the hard work of choosing grace over pride. True connection isn't about finding perfect people. It's about finding people who are real. And if we only want friendships that are easy, well, we're going to miss out on the ones that are eternal. Relationships grounded in God's love can withstand mistakes, misunderstandings, and even seasons of silence because they're rooted in grace, not convenience. So when you allow somebody to see your flaws and your fears and your quirks, you know, all those things that make you tick, you're really inviting them into your sacred space. You're saying, hey, this is who I am. This is who I really am. Can you love me here? And when they do, when they stay, that's where the beauty of community is born. God doesn't want you filtered. He doesn't want you polished. And neither do the people that are meant to walk closely with you, because the right ones will see your scars and say, me too. My friends do it all the time because I'll have bad days and they'll call the next morning and say to me, oh, I didn't know if I was going to have to talk you down today. Oh, no, I'm still mad, but I'm okay. But that's what true friendship's about. Knowing each other, loving each other, and being there for each other. The wrong ones will criticize or pull away, and that's okay. But don't let that harden you, because sometimes God uses rejection to protect your heart from intimidation connections. The ones that can't really hold the weight, they look good on the outside, but they're not. You know what I'm saying? Jesus modeled authentic friendship. He laughed with his disciples. He shared meals with them. He washed their feet. He even shared his deepest sorrow. He didn't hide his pain or anything, and neither should we. Because being real doesn't make you weak. It makes you relatable. It allows others to exhale and realize that they don't have to be perfect either. Because real friendships happen when two imperfect people choose to walk honestly together toward a perfect God. So today we're asking ourselves the question, have I been hiding the parts of myself to keep other people comfortable? And if I am I doing it to protect me or protect them, or why are they still even in my world? Is it a time that I need to go ahead and allow myself to be more open and honest? And who in my life has shown me just unconditional love? And how can I express my gratitude for that today? Maybe it's with a quick text message or phone call. Maybe it's through social media. Either way, reach out to the ones that love you and express your gratitude today. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for loving us the way we are and not as we pretend to be. Help us to drop our guards and be authentic with people you've placed in our lives, and teach us to give the same grace to others that you've given to us. Make our friendships real, honest, and rooted in your love. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.